Hey everyone. This is the second episode of the Gary Smith Podcast. We're changing it up just a bit. This episode is going to be all about ASMR. If you're not familiar with ASMR, I suggest you look it up because this is going to be very strange. Mostly involves me whispering and breathing into the mic. I got a very ASMR voice. Thought the last episode was a bit fast. Not a lot of people thought it benefited from the speed of my comedy. So we're taking it back down to slowness. A little bit slower, quieter, for more distinguished gentlemen. A little less comedically dense. Let's get absolutely rolling with vocal exercises. Wah, 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 wah. So, the agenda for today is to just keep that momentum going. We're gonna read part of the script from the 2009 action-adventure Disney Channel original movie, G-Force. Speckles to Mooch. Juarez. Blaster, don't drop a pellet. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm cool. Speckles to Mooch. I'm getting no visual. Over. The fly is in the ointment, Darwin. The fly is in the ointment. Ah, holy foxes. What's your 20, Darwin? I'm in the morgue. Don't you wish your blowtorch was hot like mine? Good thing I took shop. This will cease that reading. I found this reading particularly funny because, as some of you may or may not know, G-Force is about animated hamsters. Actually, I believe they're guinea pigs. So, he never had the opportunity to take shop class. I don't know about you, but I found that personally hilarious 10 years ago. Considering that that marvel of a movie came out 10 years ago, you have to marvel at the CGI used to render the animals in that movie. Including, but not limited to, 4 guinea pigs, a mole voiced by Nicolas Cage, Jack Black, but slightly less fat, some wood with my fingertips.
are several ants on my desk. ASMR gaining an erection. Ryan Reynolds. Oh, man. He was pretty good in Deadpool, right? I enjoyed the first one much more than the second one. Worlds more than the second one. I feel like the higher budget enabled producers to stray much too far from the original premise. ASMR losing an erection. Michael Keaton. As some of you may know, Michael Keaton was in Beetlejuice, none other than Beetlejuice. He was also in Spider-Man as Vulture. There were fan theories that he would return in Far From Home, the Spider-Man movie coming out in a few months. However, turned out to be false. Michael Keaton has stated, he will not be returning to play the Vulture or in any Marvel movies, as far as he's aware. Switch it up. ASMR glass tapping. How did you all enjoy that? Be sure to let me know which episode of my podcast you enjoyed more. My social medias are at the Sweet Baby G. That's the Sweet Baby G on Snapchat and Instagram. Join the Smith Dubs Discord server, where I post memes. I post memes on most other social medias as well. And if you're a Reddit user, follow me also at the Sweet Baby G on Reddit. I post quality memes. For the sound of a razor blade knocking against the tip of a screwdriver. An even smaller razor blade knocking against the tip of a screwdriver. ASMR. Let me know your feedback. I'm always open to new ideas. I'm mostly doing this because I've been told I'm at least kind of funny. And this is a good way to talk for a few hours and get some extra attention, which is what most people aim for if we're being honest with ourselves. Most people just want to be looked at, and I'm pretty open with my the amount of time. Just that my teacher was a pedophile. Neither of the teachers were very good. The pedophile teacher, the only girls he would pass were the girls who allowed what happened. And that was just enough to justify keeping him on the staff to our principal. So, he wasn't a good teacher. He was basically just there for the thrills. The thrills. So, when he was finally caught, a few kind of funny things happened. At least they're funny to me. Because I like to make light of bad situations. says, always say yes to new opportunities. Yeah, he always said yes to new opportunities, even when girls said no. So, we also found out that his church isn't holding him accountable. He was a big part of his Catholic church. And, yeah, he's having a nice time explaining it to them now that he's in jail. As far as I know, he still does their website. I don't want to say their specific names or the names of my school, because my school seems to be keeping it on the down low. It makes sense that I told the story while whispering and doing ASMR. So my school wants to keep this on the down low because they're only concerned with the images. They weren't going to hold him accountable. None of the teachers are allowed to make reference to him. We can tell that because one of the cooler ones that's a little bit more lucid told us that he isn't supposed to talk about them.